influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces are outgunned by the Russians in the battle for the eastern Donbas region, where the fighting is largely being carried out by way of artillery exchanges. While the Russians can keep up heavy continuous fire for hours at a time, the defenders cannot match the enemy in either weapons or ammunition. They must use their ammo more judiciously. One problem is that Western defense industries cannot turn out weapons fast enough. Another is that the Ukrainians need training on Western-supplied hardware. Recent attacks by jihadi rebels in central Mali have killed 132 civilians. The killings happened when several villages in the Bankas area were attacked on Saturday and Sunday. The government made that statement on Monday. 3 days of national mourning starting Tuesday have been declared by the head of the ruling junta. The government said the attacks were carried out by jihadi rebels of the Katiba group. The attacks had earlier been reported by the mayor of the Bankas, biggest town near the attacked villages. The attacks show that Islamist extremist violence is spreading from Mali's north to more central areas like Bankas. Documents examined by the Austin American-Statesman show armed police officers stood in Uvalde Elementary School hallway with at least one ballistic shield within 19 minutes of a gunman arriving at the school, where he killed 21 people, 19 of them children. The newspaper report, which did not indicate the source of the documents, nevertheless intensifies the anguishing questions over why police did not act sooner to stop the May 24th slaughter in the Robb Elementary School classroom. The newspaper reported the gunfire could be heard as much as 29 minutes before officers entered the classroom. VOA News. France has awakened to an ecstatic Marine Le Pen after her party's far-right candidates for parliament sent shockwaves through the political establishment. They helped deny President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance an absolute majority. Le Pen's National Rally Party did not win with the two rounds of voting in the parliamentary election that ended Sunday, but it secured more than 10 times the seats it won 5 years ago. It was only a couple of months ago that Le Pen lost the presidential election to Macron, but now it was her turn to gloat, since she knows she can use the seats in the National Assembly to thwart Macron's domestic agenda. WNBA star Brittany Griner tried to call her wife nearly a dozen times through the American Embassy in Russia on the couple's fourth anniversary on Saturday, but they never connected since the phone line at the embassy was not staffed. That is according to Cheryl Griner, who tells the Associated Press that the couple has not spoken by phone in the 4 months since Griner's arrest in Russia on drug-related charges. That was to have changed Saturday, when a long-awaited call was to have finally taken place, but the day came and went without any contact, leaving an anguished Cheryl Griner to wonder what went wrong. Israel's weakened coalition government announced that it would dissolve parliament and call new elections, setting the stage for the possible return to power of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or another period of prolonged political gridlock. The election will be Israel's fifth in 3 years, and it will be putting the polarizing Netanyahu, who has been the opposition leader for the past year, back at the center of the political universe. The previous four elections focused on his fitness to rule while facing a corruption investigation ended in deadlock. While opinion polls project Netanyahu is now on trial as the front runner, it is far from certain that his Likud party can secure the required parliamentary majority to form a new government. Only a month after North Korea acknowledged a COVID-19 outbreak was sickening its people, the country may be preparing to declare victory. The daily updates from state-controlled media say cases are plummeting. Its propaganda insists North Korea has avoided mass deaths despite desperately poor health care, and what outsiders see as a long record of ignoring its people's suffering. Some experts believe the next step will be a declaration of victory over the virus, credited, of course, to Kim Jong-un's strong and clever guidance, as they put it. Declaration now isn't a foregone conclusion, though. Now, in court, North Korea may seek better timing while using its antivirus measures to maintain control over its people. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McGee.